This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Hey, everybody, it's Carm Capriotto, week 107, Aftermarket Weekly. You know, you're at the place where the service aftermarket gets their personal networking. We're the best kept secret out there. Good to have you here. Did I say week 107? Oh, stop it. Oh, Trace.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's amazing. I'm doing a live show on my B-Day. Well, little girl, thank you so much. Tracy, of course, everyone knows Tracy is truly my podcast partner, my content director, and she produces all these shows. So, Trace, I think you got to put some of this stuff down. You know, I'm very humble about all this birthday stuff. But thank you, my dear. Appreciate that. Hey, we're with Casey McGowan from Casey's Independent, Vancouver, Washington. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Carm. Thank you for having me.
You're going to see a great shop tour. I haven't seen it, but Casey, I've seen some pictures on your website, and you have an incredible place. Let's show the picture of the outside and just tease me. How many bays?
Well, we have 12 working bays. Yeah, a couple of specialty bays, alignment bays, and a truck, little truck area.
You could watch anything that we're doing here and see the tour on our YouTube channel as soon as we're done. And thanks so much to our great partner, Dorman, for having faith in the good stuff that we do here. Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why do they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Hey, thank you, Dorman. We are still planning our field trip to get down to Dorman and hang out and see some really cool things. We have so much great stuff planned. Hey, Casey, you remember being on this podcast episode?
I do. Yes, I enjoyed that very much.
Workplace Motivation with Brian Bates and Michael Smith. It was really an excellent episode. That's when I got to know you. And of course, now you're back to give us your full-blown story. Casey, one thing that you're big in is technician time management. Let's talk about it.
We've been working on time management in general with the employees, specifically the technician portion of it and how important that gauge really is. You know, when we hire a new technician, a lot of technicians don't understand the value, or they think you might be trying to micromanage their time. If you're on a performance-based pay plan of any type, whether it be tiered, flat rate, you know, which is becoming a word that a lot of places don't want to use, the flat rate word, but basically a tiered, a performance-based pay plan, technician time management is huge in my opinion. Some of the things that we have used in the past has been just your simple technician time management sheets, your daily sheets, you know, which consist of, yeah, there you go. So at the top there, if you zoom in on the, you know, you have your simple shift clock on the right, you know, in, out for lunch, and then back in for the second part of the day, which gives you your total available time. You know, through the course of the day, the main body of these cards, these three-part cards, would be their punch times. And most shops that have, you know, used this know these cards pretty well. And then at the bottom, you have your, you know, the most important part is what was your available time for the technician, your actual time, and how, when was their sold time, and the E time. And some of the things that I think get lost in this whole translation is how important actual time, sold time, idle time is, and how do we track it, and why do we track it?
Is it all on paper? You're not doing anything electronic?
We moved away. Our management system has now incorporated a tech time manager, which from their tablets, they can clock into their shift clock for their available time. And then their job clock, they actually get their on their tablet, they get a little mini work in progress screen. And it tells them, you know, basically what's been assigned to them. They can clock in and out of each job individually. Or if they're doing a flush and they're doing something they can watch at the same time, they can actually run both of the jobs at the same time. It's working really well. The system that we're using is fairly new. It's got a few little hiccups in it. It could be better, as always. But it does a great job. And for the back end of the business side of it, it's incredibly easy to keep track of the end of the week or the end of the pay period time. If it's been put in incorrectly, you can do your payroll very quickly off of it. So it's fantastic.
Was it easy to go from paper to electronic? Tell me about any resistance you may have gotten.
First of all, it absolutely has to start at the beginning of the hiring process. The explanation to the technician that you're hiring, explanation of why they should even be interested in this. I ask my service advisor team, this is a question that I throw out there from time to time in our service advisor meetings, is what is the most profitable item that we sell here? Sometimes I'll get, well, you know, flushes or timing belts, etc. No. It's our labor. Most shops are 70 to 73%. I don't know whatever the benchmarks are in their particular setup, but that is by far our most profitable item that we have to offer. I look at it just like a lot of shop owners look at it. It's like fruit on the shelf, so to speak. If you don't manage that time correctly, what happens to it? How do you gauge it? So that's why I want the technician to realize at the interview process that this is just important for you as it is for me. I want you to come to me and say, hey, Casey, you know, I had idle time this week. I only worked 28 of my 40 available hours. How come? And then we sit down and say, was it parts? Was it equipment? How did I fail the technician? Why was he not more productive? And I think that's another thing that a lot of people confuse productivity, efficiency often. That's another thing the technician needs to understand. We're not worried so much about efficiency as we are productivity. We want the technician to work as much time on the car as possible. Obviously, you're going to take coffee breaks, bathroom breaks, just breaks in general. That's why we shoot for 80, 85% productive. The other 15% of the time, you're going to be doing your thing. So when it comes to the technician, they need to understand that that's that tool, that gauge for them is, and that once they buy into that and understand that, wow, this is great. I can actually come to you and you'll tell me why.
The feedback is the key. I mean, is it instant feedback?
Yeah, especially if you have a technician, like I said, that feels that he just wasn't busy enough this week. He could have been much more busy. He might be 150% efficient, but if he's only working 28 or 30 hours, which I'll tell you what, if you start looking at, you know, I break it down. Actual time is just the actual time on a job, right? That's the time they're working on. Sold time is a billable sold hour. And then idle time would be not working on a job. So when you start looking at, you know, why they weren't working on a job, you know, that's what they really want to know is why am I waiting so long on parts? Why don't I have a job ready to go in the morning? These are the areas that I want them to bring to me directly and say, you know, if I had a job lined up the night before and I walked in at 7:45, got changed and went to work, I would be much, much more productive. And it makes a big difference. All these little things and tracking them makes a huge difference through the course of the day. And if you don't track it, tell me, how are you ever going to know?
My recent blog or email that went out yesterday to all of my email subscribers was about productivity, efficiency, systems. I recently had an outpatient thing, and I was so impressed with how the hospital put me through all of these specific steps along the way. And it's because they had such an incredible system and procedures, and the left hand knew where the right hand was going. And kudos to your success where you can sit down with the team, Casey, because it may not be the technician and it may not be the service advisor. It may be the parts. It may be just the layout of the shop. It could be, you know, the lean, the steps that we're taking. And there's so many ways as a team you could improve. And you're doing this all for the sake of the customer experience. At the end of the day, the customer needs to be happy. How can we make them happier? By doing all this stuff, all this great production as efficiently as we can.
That's a great point, is how do you build a schedule when you have no idea how much you can get done? How can you promise a customer that your car will be done at the end of the day when you don't know if the technician can even accomplish that without some sort of a history on his abilities?
Well, so great. Thank you for this. I know you just teased us. Anyone wants to see the charts that Casey's using, it's, of course, up on the video and the YouTube channel. Let's get ready to check out your shop. But some new listens from this week. We had Google reviews and some big changes that Google made on how they rank you based on your reviews. And that was with Kikuyu evangelist Jimmy Lee. Also from last week's Town Hall Academy, build your labor rate from the ground up with Dave Kusa, Bill Haas. Excellent, excellent. That's going to be a classic episode. Matt Fonslow from the Aftermarket Radio Network. Do you show appreciation with acknowledgement? And he interviewed Bryn Klein for that. And Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, selling your shop to a key employee. Good stuff. Hey, you ready for that virtual tour, my friend? Let's take it away, Casey.
Okay, well, so we're looking at the front. We during the COVID, we put in outside seating. You can see that's our outside seating area. It's all closed up right now, but normally the gates are open, and it was a nice place for people to sit, not have to be cooped up inside. And there's the front of our building there.
So as we're walking in there, how many parking spots on the property?
A total of 37, and then we have 22 of them are secured, blocked up. That's our night drop for the night drops there, and our Knox box. This is our service advisor write-up area, and we still have our shields up.
I imagine you'll have them up for a while, don't you think?
Yeah, they want to take them down so badly. This is our waiting room. We've socially distanced things and kind of taken things down. All our coffee makers and stuff, we've had to, we're just setting them back up. This is our back office area behind the service advisors. They all have the dual monitors and for their scheduling. And there's four service advisors. Yeah.
Do you have an estimator or not?
No, the service advisors are. We have a parts person, and this is our parts room here. The technicians come up and you can kind of get we've got all our specialty nuts, bolts and fasteners. And then of our fast moving stocking items.
Now the parts guy handles core returns, alleged defectives, all new returns, everything.
That's correct.
That's a big hole if you don't manage it.
It sure is. Yeah. No, we've put some procedures together that work very well for that. And he's held accountable for inventory and returns. And then the manager's office is to the right. I don't think they went in there, but he's at lunch.
Did you build this from scratch? Did you buy this facility?
I was about a half a mile from here in a lease space, 4,000 square foot, that we were busting out of the seams in 2007, 2008. And this facility was built by a local shop owner who had three locations at the time. And he just built it at the wrong time. He only had it open for about a year and things didn't work out for him. So I purchased the property from him. And then we did some renovations and changes and made it our own. So it worked out very well.
This looks like it's about 15,000 square.
12,600 is actually the square footage, but it is on almost an acre. That's our dispatch area. The dispatcher has the schedules, the technician to time management systems that he can control from right there. And this side, we do a lot of our diesels get done here. This is kind of our heavy truck side.
I see you have partitions that define the spaces.
Yeah. Some guys, you can see he's got a lot of parts ready to go there. But yeah, they have kind of gives them their own workspace. It works out very well. All our lifts are in ground, which is nice. You don't have all those poles in the way. And that we just got done setting up the Hunter alignment system. We pit set them so that they're flush with the floor. That's the number one rack there, a Hunter. And then we did a 16,000 pound for the heavy trucks. We do a lot of fleet stuff. So that's the back here. That's our RV bay and our tire center.
So clean, so impressive. Cleaning the floors every night?
We do nightly Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then spot clean them during the week. This is our wash bay. It's got an oil separator right there, and you can put the cars up in the air and steam clean underneath of them so you can get all the oil completely off of them. It works out really well. So the oil separator is nice to have. And then these are our tire machines, and we just invested in some touchless stuff, so.
Casey, are you big into the tire business?
We are growing into the tire business, yes. It's something that I think is a need. This is our mechanical room. It's where we have all our bulk oils. That big tank in the back is our waste oil tank. It holds 2,000 gallons, and we're completely a green facility. We heat the shop with all the waste oil, parts washer to the right, you know, flush machine, and then there's the crusher, so we can crush and recycle the oil filters. If you look at the layout, it's almost a half a horseshoe. This is our technician changing area in the locker rooms, so they can get changed. And then there's a bathroom for the technicians there. And then they have their own heated and ventilated air-conditioned lunchroom, which is really nice in the summer times. And we do some training in here also.
What about training? Are you using that room, giving the guys an opportunity to do any online training?
That's correct. Yeah, I don't know if you saw in the back corner, there's a bench in there. And normally there's a computer setup. We're just redoing it. But that's where we do all our training. And that's one of our new Snap-on. I think that's the Zeus. That's actually a pretty nice machine. And then we have the overheads. You can kind of see up on top all the reels. There's three sets of reels, which helps the efficiency of it.
Now, you said your dispatcher. Does he act also like your foreman, shop foreman?
He is the shop foreman and dispatcher, and we've been working together a long time. This is kind of an overhead shoot from the top there.
Really nice. Big shop. How many techs?
We're running 6 techs and 2 GSs. We're down 1 tech. We normally run 7 technicians, 2 GSs, and then 4 service advisors with a parts person.
What are you doing to try to find that 7th? Are you struggling? You ready to hire?
We're always looking. Right now, one of our incentives is what we talked about, our top tech award, our things that we're constantly recruiting. If we found the right person, we'd bring them on right away. But right now, we're keeping up really well.
That's great. So I love the fact you do tires. You're looking for another technician. The size of this community in Vancouver, Washington, 100,000 people?
Clark County is 450,000. So it's a pretty large area, and we border Portland, but that natural barrier usually keeps that separation of the Columbia River there. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Casey, I so enjoyed this. I think it was a ton of eye candy for people to see as to how clean you make it. When you bought the place, the lifts were all on the ground to start with?
They were. Yeah. Yeah. We've upgraded some of them, but yeah, they were. Of course, the we just installed both the in-ground hunters.
And you're doing total DVI, right?
Yep, we do we follow the 300% rule. You know, 100% of the cars get 100% inspections, and we report 100% of the findings. So that's kind of our policy that we've been following for many years, and I truly believe in it.
Good for you. Air-conditioned shop or not?
No, we don't have a real bad climate here. I mean, it's the way it's set up, it's actually a very comfortable shop. It's heated in the winter, and we have a pretty mild summers here, although last year was an exception. We hit 115 degrees and just about blew everybody out of here. That was pretty hot for here.
Casey, thank you. Thank you so much. We got to have you. Casey talked to me about a brand new topic, something he's working on, and I was so intrigued. We got to have you back.
Love to be back. Thank you.
We'll do a podcast with you just one-on-one about your cool ideas. So thank you all so much. Thanks for the birthday wishes, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.